time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not bad. Not too bad. 41 degrees outside right now. A little moisture overnight. Not really much.
Oh. Yeah, not too much.
Somebody's bugging you.
Not too much.
Is that your phone that just went off?
It apparently did.
A live phone in a radio studio?
It never happens. I usually never have it on so it makes any noise.
Nobody likes you well enough to contact you? Is that
what
you're saying?
Well, that too, yeah.
Put that away. It's amazing, though. You stop and think about it. When was the last time you saw anybody without that cell phone, if not in their hand, in a pocket that was really close?
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't go far. Kendall Warren's in with us this morning. I know he keeps his cell phone attached to him all the time.
Yeah, you bet.
Cell phone, what's that?
Kendall's phone still has a cord attached to it, right? Hey, tell us about WNS Appliance.
Got a used 9-cubic-foot chest freezer in real good condition. Older model 16-cubic-foot upright, works good. She'll have that French door bottom freezer, 25-cubic-foot, with dispenser, stainless steel, practically new. Two used side-by-side refrigerators, 122 and 125-cubic-foot. Got two used refrigerators with bottom freezer. Used two-door refrigerator with top freezer. One used automatic washer, got a matched washer-dryer set, two of those. Used front-load washer, practically new. Used gas and electric clothes dryers. Got one used electric range. Also got a used power vent natural gas water heater that works great. Lots of new ranges, gas and electric, freestanding models on display. A line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. We offer Whirlpool, LG, Maytag, Frigidaire, and Amana. Got built-in appliances available, such as drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, cooktops, and ovens. Gas and electric water heaters are made in the United States. We deliver, install, and take care of that service later. Jim?
You sound a little rough.
Yeah, I feel a little rough, too. Excuse me.
Do I need to go out and get you some medication here real quick? Yeah, I know. You got some in the desk drawer. I understand, yeah. And the glass is right next to the bottle, huh? We'll get you covered. All right. You know, a few weeks ago, we were talking a little bit about the leaves and how beautiful they looked and the changing of the colors and some of the great places to go around the state of Iowa to see some of the great fall colors that you see as the weather starts to change and the leaves start to turn. Well, you know what happens after the leaves start to turn, right? They start to fall. It's a lot more fun to look up at the pretty colors than it is to look down at the pretty colors, isn't it?
Yeah.
At any trees in your yard?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You done that fall chore that everyone hates so much yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
They haven't come down yet.
Didn't plant trees in our yard. This is one of the main reasons why. But, you know, this is the time of the year when a lot of folks sometimes get to understand why the term for autumn is fall. Because with the slightest little breeze, the shade and the ornamental trees send a shower of leaves down to carpet the lawn, the drive, the sidewalk, the gutters, the roof, any place else that they happen to land on. And the folks, the horticulturalists with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach put together some little notes about some common questions folks ask about, you know, the fall and leaves, how to deal with those things in the fall. And you know, the first thing, main question that folks will ask is, do I even need to remove the leaves on my lawn? Well, the answer that they give is actually pretty simple. They said, you know, remember that turf grass plants use sunlight, water, and nutrients to manufacture their food. So in the fall, the lawn areas that are beneath large trees are often completely covered with leaves. And that leaf debris prevents the turf grass plants from manufacturing and storing food prior to winter. A thick layer of leaves where little or no grass is visible will need to be raked up and removed. Now, it's possible to deal with a thin layer of leaves if the areas of the grass are clearly visible yet, but by chopping them up with a mulching mower. They say that some small quantities of shredded leaves will filter down into the grass canopy rather than rest on the grass surface, so that'll help out a lot. But do you need to remove the leaves on your lawn? I guess the simple answer is it would sure help if you want to have a nice lawn again next year. Boy, and it sure is a sloppy mess, too, if you leave those leaves out there, especially if you have a fenced-in backyard. You ever see some of those leaves? Because, you know, if you have some areas of fencing, depending upon how the wind patterns are in your yard, it seems like sometimes, no matter how many times you rake it, it just keeps, you know, you come home the next day and there's this big pile of leaves that's swirled up again up against the fence. And after a while, you just think, all right, that's it, I'm done. Or the snow comes in and falls on it, and then it's too late to do anything about it. And then when the snow disappears in the spring and you look out there, it's just a sloppy mess, a pile of, you know, wet and half. It's just a mess. It's not fun to go clean it up then. But so, yeah, you do need to at least take a look out there and see what you have if you want to have a nice lawn again. One of the other questions they ask is, how can I accelerate the decomposition of leaves that are in my compost pile? More and more folks are enjoying composting now to get rid of those leaves instead of just, well, hoping they blow into the neighbor's yard or, in some cases, you know, big pile of leaves and burn those out. Well, leaves contain high levels of carbon and small amounts of nitrogen, so the microbes that decompose leaves and other types of organic matter require nitrogen for their own metabolism and growth. So a compost pile that's composed mainly of leaves decomposes slowly because the leaves don't contain adequate levels of nitrogen from the microbes. So to promote decomposition, they suggest that you mix the leaves with some grass clippings or other materials that are higher in nitrogen, and if possible, shred the leaves before you compost them. The smaller the size of the material, obviously the faster it will decompose. So you want to construct those compost piles in layers. They suggest that each 6 to 8 inch layer of plant material should be topped with about an inch of soil or compost. A small amount of an all-purpose garden fertilizer, like a 10-10-10, can also be added to supply nitrogen to the microbes. And then you want to continue to build that compost pile in layers until it's 3 to 5 feet high. And then last but not least, you want to water the pile regularly and make sure you turn it about once every 2 weeks as well to keep it moving in a positive direction. Another common question they get asked all the time about leaves this time of the year is, can leaves be used as a mulch? You know, so many folks will look to maybe take a, you know, you want to find an easy way out. You got all those leaves. It's not really all that much fun to have to bag them all up, and especially on a breezy day, that might be the worst job of them all. Not necessarily the raking of the leaves. That's bad enough. But then when it comes time to bag them up, if there's any breeze at all outside, yeah, that's not so much fun. And then, of course, you've got to haul them off someplace, perhaps to you know, a compost pile elsewhere or a dump area that communities will use. You know, it's just, that's an all-day job, and nobody really likes to do it all that much. So can they be used as a mulch? Can you make it a little bit easier on yourself? Well, they suggest that shredded or composted leaves are actually an excellent mulch for vegetable gardens, for raspberry plantings, perennial flower beds, and around trees and shrubs. Now, while the leaves of some trees, like the oak, are acidic, they can be safely used in the yard and the garden. An oak leaf mulch has actually little effect on the soil pH. They say that leaves are actually a poor winter mulch for strawberries and some other perennials. Plants covered by leaves over the winter months may be damaged due to the excess moisture that gets trapped under the leaves. Again, if you've ever seen how sloppy and wet those things are after the, if they sit outside over a long winter, they really hold in a lot of moisture. So clean, weed-free wheat, oat, or soybean straw is actually an excellent winter mulch for strawberries and perennials, as opposed to the shredded leaves that you might have out in the yard. You know, it's not all that much fun to have to deal with those things, but, you know, when you're looking at all those leaves in the yard, too, I hate to add to your honeydew list, but it might be a wise idea to take a look around at some other locations, too. You know, how are those trees growing these days? Are they growing up around and over the house or the garage? You might want to check the gutters and things, too. You know, there's nothing worse than having a gutter full of leaves or, you know, the tree debris that you might get in there. And it doesn't take much for that to dam up a gutter. And if you get a lot of water that sits there and gets dammed up in some locations, well, then you can just imagine what happens when the weather gets cold enough for that water to freeze. Then all of a sudden you can have problems with your guttering system. You can have blockages that cause water to back up and perhaps even get back into the house. It's never fun to find all those problems too. So if you can avoid those ahead of time while the weather's still reasonably nice outside, probably a good idea to do that. It's really not much fun to have to go out in the dead of winter and try to chop through ice or figure out a way to get some of those things taken care of. So if you're dealing with the leaves on the ground, you might want to check out how they're affecting the rest of your property there as well and take care of all those at the same time so you don't have to deal with them later. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us a little bit this morning, more, if he can get it out here this morning, about WNS Appliance.
Thank you, Jim. Got dehumidifiers in stock, lots of washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Top load and front load with tub sizes up to 5.1 cubic foot. Stack models if you got limited space. We also offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. They carry 3-year parts, labor, and home warranty service. Lots of refrigerators, over 80 units in stock, so a very good selection of models, colors, and prices. Stop and see us. Pots on. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Boy, I went through that a few weeks ago, too. I had about 3 weeks worth of that. It just wasn't much fun. Take care of yourself. Hey, you go out and make it a great day. God bless America.